Greetings, team, and welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey guys, thanks for joining. This episode is about what I really do. This is all about a deeper exploration of what badass agile means to me. There's a great YouTube artist and spoken word poet and teacher named Taylor Malley. He has a great bit that he does called What Teachers Make. It's wonderful and you should check it out. I'll provide a link along with this podcast. But I believe that agile coaching is connected to something much, much bigger than software development. I truly believe that the mindsets and practices are connected to something far more universal in becoming our greatest selves, in living our ideal lives. So what I want is to use agile to make people better, to raise a tribe of fulfilled, purposeful achievers and leaders, and then to get at least some of those leaders and achievers to use agile to make other people, teams, and organizations better. Now that all starts by creating a life for you beyond what the marketers, naysayers, the establishment thinks and says you should do. Guys, there's so much more to life than consuming things. Crappy food, crappy information, crappy stimulation, and most importantly, consuming the status quo. Status quo in particular, I think, is the soul killer. I want to teach people to resist and actively oppose standard ways of thinking. I'm especially interested in defeating the mindsets of people who are only happy when others are less than they are. Do you know that guy? Do you have someone in your life who tries to tell you how far you can go or what you can and can't become because they don't want you to rise too far beyond their level? The worst part is that this advice is consistently veiled behind the illusion of trying to care for you or help you or wanting the best for you. That's nonsense. Your ideal life is filled with passion, purpose, and a true joy for what your work and everyday life is. It should be filled with laughter, success, and failure, living life to the fullest. Doing things based on the expectation of somebody else is a form of self-extermination, pure and simple. It's a proven shortcut to unhappiness. Now, I knew I was really onto something after coaching in a particularly large organization for maybe a year. And I'd started to notice that more and more people came up to me looking for individual coaching. At first, I thought, perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable. It's what I'm supposed to be doing anyway. But I noticed that when they came to me, it was because they wanted what I had or what I brought to the game. They wanted that happiness and joy in life. They wanted to share or adopt my sense of confidence and certainty. In one case, I had a young person ask me for coaching. And when I met them, I asked them, why did you come here? What are you looking for? And their first answer was that they wanted to be a better employee, maybe a good agile soldier or a great teammate, whatever. I said, that's nonsense. What do you really want to do in life? What are you really good at? Because I've been watching you and I know you don't belong here. You don't want to spend your life working for Globocorp. So they told me they really enjoyed creating their own art. What that really meant was they enjoyed how it made them feel to participate in the lives of real people, friends, strangers, whatever, by contributing art to their lives, by bringing them joy, by helping them capture certain moments in their lives. So I asked, well, why don't you do it full time? And they told me their parents would kill them if they gave up their stable day job. Within a 2-week period, that person came back to me and told me something I wasn't expecting to hear. They said they had told their parents they were thinking about moving away from that stable full-time job and becoming a consultant so that they could use their free time to advance their artistic work. Now, that took a tremendous amount of bravery and tremendous courage, and I truly believe that that will change their lives for the better forever. Literally in that moment, it transformed the course of their future. The lesson is that that person was dying for someone who believed in them long enough to tell them it's okay to dream, that they're not foolish for wanting something better or something bigger for themselves. And this happens over and over and over. Now, whether this is a byproduct of Agile itself or a byproduct of my personality and my style or some collision of the two, I'm not exactly sure. All I know is that it's a privilege to serve something that I'm so passionate about achieving in the world. The ability to make a difference I really want to make in creating incredible lives so much bigger than what we thought they could be. It is a real honor and it's a joy to do that job every single day. Now back to Agile for a second. How is this all connected? How is this about Agile? You know what I think it is? I think there's something about the attitude of just go. The suggestion that we ignore the unknown, the risky, the fear-inducing, and just create something. Make your art, as Seth Godin would say. Don't wait until conditions are perfect. We lead, we start, we create. And I think that rings with people. I think it wakes them up. That if this philosophy could work for a simple project or product, it could work for that movie you've always wanted to make, or chasing your dream of finally becoming a paramedic or starting that business. And when people see that, they want to get started right now. They're lit up. They want someone to hold their hands just for a bit, just for the scary bits. What they really need is that little push. Because in reality, once they start to move, once they start to see the results of their actions, it's on. Things will never be the same. They'll become unstoppable. Which, to cop Taylor Molly, is what I really make. Guys, I hope you have a great week. Until next time, be badass.